the Weekly RC Racing Podcast with your host, myself, Russell Lee, and as always, a fantastic
Adrian, mate. I'm not doing too bad, but it's not been a bad one, but it'd be much better if I could hear you tell me all about our fantastic sponsors.
I will do, so let me thank CML Distribution, Schumacher Racing, and Will Speed. The compass are keeping us in every week, and hopefully are going to throw us a couple of prizes in 2 weeks. So, Chris,
yeah,
we thought this week we wouldn't get a guest on and we'd just have a chat ourselves. So, here we are.
Well, yes.
And if we give the listeners an update, what we're going to do is we're going to do ourselves this week, which will probably turn into a yearly thing, actually, have like a nice end-of-year roundup chat, whatever you want to call it, and then a week off to get the prize list all sorted next week, and then the week after will be the Christmas draw with our very special guest, former champion.
Well, you haven't really left it, you know, a subtle hint there, have you?
Well, you know, ho, 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 and all that. Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know, where should we start? Should we start with the year gone by, or should we start with... I tell you what, let's just keep it recent and current. Let's talk about Cardiff at the weekend.
Well, yeah, we were both there, weren't we?
We were, yeah. It was quite fun, actually, mate, because I know you weren't going to go.
I wasn't, mate.
Then you found Saturday night. Well, are you racing tomorrow? What did you say? Are you racing stinky nitros or are you racing proper cars? I think is what you said to him.
Yeah. So, that was it. I said, are you racing them loud, noisy, smelly things? Was the exact thing. are you racing some proper cars?
So did you have that bad a day at Slough the day before on Saturday or that good a day that you decided you wanted to go again?
It was just that good a day, mate. I mean... In terms of results, I'd say about average. You know, it wasn't, for my results wise, it wasn't anything, you know, outstanding, spectacular. And it was just like, God, I need to race again. I had such a good day. You know, to be fair, it's a decent meeting down there. Tracks are always quite good. This time there was a crazy like ski jump ramp thing in the middle, which was quite entertaining. It was a bit like, you know how Cardiff was like, it was quite a technical track, but it was a flat out technical track.
Cardiff was that technical, mate.
It was a bit like that.
Cardiff was that technical that I took a tooth off the pinion for the infield. I was just like, I just felt like I was right at the bottom of the stick all the time. So yeah, I took a tooth off the pinion.
Yeah, well, we can discuss your... you know, Cardiff being so technical that you actually changed your indoor setup for the first time in 18 months.
I did, mate. I did.
I know.
Before we go into Cardiff, though, mate, I've got to say, I was watching the videos of Slough, and it seemed to me that although there was an A-final going on, because I watched all three A-finals, Ben Smith and Tommy Hall were still having a massive whip competition right the way through every A-final. It was safe those cars were in going over that ski jump thing in the middle. Every lap was unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, they were having their own little, like, whip competition, like, a little bit further up the road. But then just a bit further back, if you looked in the first leg, Lee Martin and Tom Phipps were having their own little sort of whip battle between them whilst they were going round together. But no, to be honest, mate, like I said, my results, C final, looking at the people around me, you know, probably sort of where I'd have expected to be in that sense.
Any names of note in the C final at Slough, other than your good self?
There was Rich from RDT Graphics, who's, may have thrown a prize or two in for next week's, well, next week, I say, nice. Fortnite's prize. So, you know, if you want your stickers to be shiny and mirror imaged like mine, give him a shout. You might win some from his raffle. You've got... Who else was that? They're all quite local lads, but you know, experienced around that track kind of thing. Yeah. So it was good. But you know, my results, they were just pretty standard. I had a decent day's qualifying; it wasn't too bad.
Is there a tyre rule there, like quantities?
Yeah, so it's one set for one set for qualifying, yeah, and then you can put a fresh set on for your final if you like.
And did you?
Yes, I did, because they're three leg finals for everybody.
Oh, I didn't know.
So, yeah, so it's three-legged finals for everybody. So if you don't put a set on for your final, you kind of, by the time you get to the end, you're running sort of eight-run tyres, which even then is a bit crazy. But it's nice enough because you can put a fresh set on for the final. They've done three runs then. Still got a couple of club nights out of them at Dudley, that kind of thing. So I don't mind too much with that. It's, you know, it's reducing the amount of tyres, which I think is good at these indoor events. You know, if it was one leg, I would think it should be a bit like Bury do. They do it one set of tyres and that's it for the day.
Yeah.
You run your finals on them as well.
How do they mark the tyres? So, they just put a sticker on them, like it works off.
Yeah, wouldn't you have to get your tyres marked pre-qualifying and pre-final, and you go up and somebody just puts a little coloured nail varnish dot on the inside of your wheel.
Yeah.
And then there's one, they have two colours. One is the set for all the qualifying, so it might be like, I think this week it was blue for qualifying, and then when you had your second set for the final, you got a red dot on the next ones. If you wanted to use the same set of tyres, you could. And they just put the red dot over the blue dot. So
yeah, oh, cool. Yeah, I mean, even me being as tight as they come, I don't think I'd be able to do a day on one set of rears. Not with three finals, anyway.
No, but it adds a little bit of. I found that this adds a little bit of like an extra element to the racing. So it's like you've got the choice. You've got some people like Pete Lyons and Abe Lyons. So Abe's racing. Now, Abe ran a different tyre because it's not a controlled tyre, it's just a controlled number of sets.
Yeah.
And they ran, I think it was a Pro Line, I can't remember what tread or compound it was. And in the first two legs, the tyre maybe didn't have the speed edge of, say, like a Cactus rear. Yeah, I think the Cactus rear probably had just an overall speed advantage. But once the Cactus had done one or two runs, that Proline tyre started to come in then because it held its grip for longer. It was less of a drop-off.
Yeah.
So whereas the Shoei tyres dropped off in like leg two and three, Abe's Prolines kept their grip. So it was really good. And, you know, you can go out and you can set a rag lap and absolutely send it. But at that point, you're going to start eating your tyres up.
Yeah.
So you could go out and TQ leg one and two, but you can completely just mulch out your tyres, which then leaves you vulnerable to somebody setting like a TQ for rounds three and four, but potentially maybe having a faster time.
Was it FCD or was it round by round at Slough?
I think it's FTD. No, it's round by round.
Yeah.
So you get your two, but it was good. Good event. But the finals was, you know, the A final legs were really where you, as you'd expect to see, the main event of the week.
Yeah, I mean, I, you know what, as well, just saying another compliment to Slough, the positioning of the camera to watch the final, you know, no matter where the camera's aiming, unless he's like, you know, looking fully left, you get to see 80% of the bar. So even though you're watching the lead race, you can still see what's going on around the track, you know.
Yeah.
And having, and
it was also really good.
Well, you know, with Sam commentating, he's not being overbeared, if that's the correct word, by the actual commentator of the day. You know what I mean? So, yeah I just think, yeah, well done, Sam. I know you listen sometimes, mate. Class, mate. Brilliant. Absolutely.
Yeah, so Sam, so for all of the finals, Sam does the commentating to the people in the arena.
Yeah.
But then, because obviously Sam goes and films the A finals, this week Tris from Schumacher stood in.
Yeah.
So he does a little bit of commentating here or there. So you did that, and it's just a really good atmosphere. And you know, one of the reasons I enjoyed it was you'd got like, you know, you got a good core of the team there. So there was obviously Pete and Abe. There was the Hall brothers with Graham. Gordy had come down, obviously with Tom, and then there was just, you know, me, little old me. It was just really good atmosphere in the pit, everybody just working together to get through the day, get the results we needed. Just really good. So on the way home, I was driving back. It was late, and I just looked at my phone, and well, I'd stopped at the services. I looked at my phone, and I'm watching Matt Hodges had put up a time lapse video of the track build at Cobra on the Sunday, and I looked at it, I thought, "Oh, that looks fun." So I messaged you. I said, so I couldn't remember whether you said you were at Cobra or that. That's when I said, you know, you were at Cobra racing proper cars, or are you doing them noisy, stinky, smelly things? And you're like, yeah. So then I messaged Steve, and within about 10 minutes, he messaged me back saying, yeah, mate, I can get you a space. We're all good. I got a dropout. So yeah, book me in then, mate. So then I'm calling you, and despite the fact I said I was going to have a nice, easy day of just chilling.
It was literally last week, Chris, we were having this chat, and you were like, oh, it was great racing on Saturday and just chilling out on a Sunday doing nothing.
It
was quite funny.
And then I put myself in.
Yeah, it's quite funny because, you know, Bruce, as the listeners don't know, Bruce didn't go. So, and I normally pick Adam up on the way down. So the three of us, I'll tell you what, mate, I'd intended on going to sleep in the car on the way there, and I've never laughed so much all the way there. It was so funny just being able to be blokes on a road trip with no 8-year-old in the car when you've got to watch what you're saying.
Yeah, obviously we can't funny. Repeat some of the things brought up on a PG-friendly podcast, but it was good. It was like, remember when we did that road trip to France Freddie's van?
Yeah.
It had those kind of vibes. Yeah. It was just good fun, chilled out meeting, you know, really enjoyed three of the four rounds of qualifying and really enjoyed my final. No, so
it was good, man. I mean, to be honest, as a team, we did quite well, didn't we? I mean, Breezy won the C final, you won the B final, and I just about scraped into the A in the last round. And where did I finish? I think it was fifth, wasn't it? Fourth or
fifth? You were fifth.
I finished fifth. So yeah, that was really good. Yeah. I mean, let's face it, I'm never going to beat Craig Harris or Tony Bishop, and probably not Rob West, you know. But you know, so it was good. It was a class day. I really enjoyed it.
I was quite pleased with was, I think my final proved I was a little bit underqualified.
Yeah, I tell you what was funny as well. My time and your time in the final, even though you were in the B, I was in there. It's like 1/100th of a second between us.
No, it's 1/1000th of a second.
Sorry, yeah.
So over a 6-minute final, I think you did, for some reason, I'm thinking 20. I can't remember the actual laps.
Yeah, I think.
But it was like 23:16, 3:34, and I did 23:16, 3:33. So it was literally 1/1000th of a second. Yeah. Buzzer to buzzer.
And to be fair, Chris, if Roger Mills hadn't nailed me off on the last lap of the final going for an awesome overtaking manoeuvre, I'd have had like 2 seconds on you. So.
Yeah. Well, had he not drilled me off in the final, I'd have probably been in the final qualifying round. I'd have probably been in the A with you.
To be fair to Roger, he'd caught me in the last four laps of the final, and he caught me like I was standing still. And then on the last lap, the buzzer had gone. It was like the last corner, not the last corner, but the last corner where you could pull a move, and anyone had descended up the inside and had a go, and he clipped me, and I rolled over. But we were marshalled, and he let me take the place back, if you know what I mean.
I went over. Well, it was me that marshalled you. Earlier on in your final,
best movement, mate. The best movement was when you kept my fifth place for me when there was like 6, 7, and 8 in milliseconds behind me. I've got to be honest, when you marshalled my car off that jump, you must have had this sixth sense that I was going to crash, because you seemed like you were moving before my car had even left the jump.
I saw you come round the corner offline, and I'd done it in the final before, where Adam Breeze marshalled me, and I just knew it was going. You know, when you just you watch a car and you think, "Yep, that's going to need marshalling," and it hit my hand before it hit the floor.
Caught it while it was upside down, mate. Yes, fair play.
Yeah. Yep. So it saved your life there. Yep. But, you know, I know you said, you know, in fairness to Roger and stopped and waited. I'm going to throw him under the bus just because I can. So I was nearly a lap ahead. And then, have you ever played Mario Kart?
Yep.
You know, the big black bullet?
Yeah.
That when you get it in a box and you fire it, it just drills through absolutely everybody at a rate of knots, bulges you out the way and chucks you on the floor and then goes ahead of you. Well, in this sense, that bullet wasn't black with a face. It was red and white with an associated sticker. And that was Roger.
It was that final between that last qualifier, you, Roger, and the orange car, which was Spencer Farley,
Spencer Farley.
There was no, like, oh, let the faster car through between any of you. It was just, like, having to race to get through, you know. And like I say, if you were a lap up, it was very unfair for that to happen. But
fully drilled. Like the last time somebody screwed me that badly, I had to buy them dinner first. It was like
just the box for over 18. Right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Well, I could have gone worse. I think some of the descriptions I used on the day were a bit worse than that.
They were, Chris. Yeah, they were. Yes.
Yeah. Yes, you know, I've tamed it down now, but it was. Yeah, it was annoying, but then I just kind of went, oh, it's Cardiff, it was just a laugh. Yeah. You know, but, good final. I think at one point in the final, I was about 15, 20 seconds up.
Yeah, Adam won. He's fired by like 10 seconds as well. He underqualified a bit as well, unfortunately.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, what smarted even more was if it had been, if I had have made the eight, it'd have been Roger I'd have pushed out. So his butchery was what saved him his own place.
Class. Yeah, that is good. So, I mean, Matthew Hodges
We will talk about that next week as well.
Yeah, Matt Hodges qualified 10th. And we had a bit of a, because we stood next to each other on the Rostermore day and we were both panicking because I'd had a shocking first run. And on my first qualifier, I crashed about. It felt like 10 times, but yeah, it was probably about 5 or 6. But every one of them needed marshalling, just silly mistakes. And I don't know what it was. When you drive your car, you just try to relax and go, right, here we go. And I just kept clicking apexes. I was almost like too good, if you know what I mean. You know, those corner bot dot things that you're not supposed to touch at all. I was just driving over them, man.
And they'd bite you at Cardiff if you crashed them too hard.
Yeah, absolutely. They do. Anyway,
the thing I wanted to ask you was, you tried a new setup on Sunday at Cardiff.
You know what?
You
did.
You actually made multiple changes to an indoor car.
Not only that, I went to the shop and I bought a set of tyres. I went to support the shop at the thing. Everyone was like, I've got some tyres. I've got some tyres. I'm like, no, I'm going to go to the shop and I'm going to pay and I'm going to buy them. So, yes, I bought some tyres.
You have changed.
I know, yeah.
Set up on an indoor car, you've changed.
I mean, you can see Bruce wasn't there. I did my diff 3 times. It's mad. I literally do the diff and I just live with it. You know, at home, do the diff at home and that's it. Yeah. But yeah, I refreshed the diff because I'd been lazy, hadn't bothered doing it. Put 15k in and I put them new tyres on and I was like, I need to go up in the diff. So I went up to 20, and then those tyres came in a bit more. So I had to go. So I put 30 in for the final.
I think it wasn't so much the tyres. I think as the day got on, the temperature came up a bit, and the dust got moved off the carpet.
Yeah.
So like you were getting the drive, and I said, "No, you were diffing out."
Yeah.
But I thought what was really good as well is that same vibe of helping everybody, helping each other as a team, and that carried on. So that vibe that we had on the Saturday that made me want to go racing on the Sunday, we had that again on the Sunday, and that then ended up me going racing again on the Monday.
It's quite funny because I think the thickest diff oil I've got is like 15k, like for racing. Then I've got some random stuff like 100k for when I used to be using the short courses and stuff like that. And it's really funny. I took my car apart, not having any 20k oil to put in it. No, I haven't got any 20k. So anyway, Adam gave me some 20. And then for the final, I took my car apart again. I'm like, has anyone got anything thicker than 20? Because I haven't got anything. And then I think I had the 30k off you. So, yeah, it was very team-orientated. But those, what are those tyres called? Are they a Fusion? Fusion front? With a spectrum?
Fusion Slim.
Yeah.
So it's basically like a Cactus Fusion tyre.
Yeah.
But obviously, a lot of the Fusion spikes in the middle cut down for a two-wheel drive and, made slim.
I glued them on, glued the sidewalls down, put some glue up the sidewalk, as Adam told me to. And he was like, you're going to change the front end? I'm like, nah, it'll be fine. Thinking they were just going to be a little bit better. You know, I thought, oh, yeah, they'll be a bit better, but not, like, as amazing as they were. So the first... I had no feel in the front end at all, because every time I steered, the front shock just collapsed and it was just riding on the wishbone. I was amazed how much better they were. Amazed.
I thought the funniest part was when you were going, I said, oh, you put that front roll bar on for them tyres. Nah, I might be fine. Yeah, put the front roll bar on, Russ. No, I'll be fine.
Yeah, Roger was like,
Russ, seriously.
Move your inserts upside down and you're up, Russ, that'd be fine. Put 2 mil under your bolster, Rog, it'll be fine. No, it wasn't.
What did you do after that run? Put the roll bar on.
Did the bolstered washers, and I turned the hub upright caster head upside down. I was still scared to use four lock. Yeah, it is wild, mate. Absolutely wild.
So it was good. It was a really good day, and like I said, that same vibe that made me want to carry on going racing Sunday, even though I was knackered. I then went to Dudley Club Night on Monday.
You didn't.
I did three days on the bounce.
How'd you go at Dudley? How to be a single man, eh?
Yeah, it was all right. Again, it was a bit of a weird track. There was a couple of features I just couldn't... I kept forgetting where this one jump was, which meant that I only hit half of the jump and it kept just flipping the car.
Yeah.
I think, to be honest, I was probably a bit tired. And I hadn't gone there to, be mega competitive. I'm not about to start making, like, setup changes and, do all that. I just went for a laugh. It was all right. The car was okay. Just I thought I'd still got the 20K two gear, which was fine for the first run of the night. But then it just started diffing out, and by the end of it, the tyres were a bit cooked because they're the ones I'd used at Cardiff the day before.
Yeah.
So they were getting a bit, beyond their best, and I'm not putting new tyres on for a Dudley Clubby unless I really, really, really have to. Like, I've got bald tyres. But it was just diffing out. So, and I couldn't, there was only three heats. I just couldn't be bothered to do it. But I thought what was funny was two runs back to back, Stanmore managed to break the same wishbone on the same corner of his car.
No way. Is he seeing what's happened?
Yeah. So what I did was I made him, do you ever see Universal Soldier?
Yeah.
With Dolph Lundgren and Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
You know, when Dolph Lundgren, everybody he kills, he cuts their ear off and puts a necklace on.
Talk to me. Puts I'm on a necklace. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. So I got some like tape, strung it together, made a little bit of string out of it, and I put all of Stanmore's broken wishbones on it, made him a little necklace.
I used to do that to Bruce in his first year of racing. I made him a necklace of everything he broke.
Yeah, so
I've still got it somewhere. I'll have to dig it out.
I made Nathan a little wishbone necklace of all that night.
Oh, brilliant, mate. Where did you finish?
Fourth, fifth.
Okay. Who was there? Hopkins, Bish Train?
No, just Bish. Dan Smith turned up. He was driving pretty well. Ian Litley, because obviously I'll just pick Ian up on the way now and drop him off on the way back. He's driving really well there on a Monday night.
Yeah.
So he seems to have got a bit of renewed vigour about that rate, about a bit of carpet racing. So he destroyed me, to be honest. Couldn't keep up, but it's just about getting out and having a laugh with your mates, isn't it? On a Monday.
Yeah. So where you were? Any BRCA news or just same old till the new year now?
No. I mean, we've got a few things coming up in the pipeline. I've got a meeting tomorrow night. Obviously, we're recording this Wednesday. So tomorrow, when you're releasing this, I'll be sat in a meeting with all the exec guys, doing a few little bits of our monthly meeting. So we'll be doing that. Nothing really, no. Nothing major coming. Okay. Obviously, a few little updates to the website that people will or will not notice. Depends on how close you pay attention. Yeah. Just bits like that, really.
Have we got the same rep for the Westminster Regionals this year? I should know this.
Yes, Mike Elliott.
Yeah, same guy. Cool.
Yeah. But if you remember, our old silver dimensions box?
Yeah.
That was never, depending on who you asked, it was either correct or it was incorrect, depending on which angle you put your car in at. Yeah. Well, we've got no more of that. It's to the micron correct now because Dave Burton from TMG,
he
has made us a brand. I was discussing with him, he made a few for the nationals and other regionals. A few were anodized red. Yeah. And they're all slotted and drilled and pitched perfectly. But I couldn't have us having an anodized red one, could I? No. So I got to do us a blue anodized one.
Nice. Using your BRCA powers to the fullest there, Chris. I like it.
No, Dave was doing it. He offered to do one. I said, oh, God, now this is
cheap. We are AE down the side of it.
I said, well, I think he's actually had Midwest etched into it as well. So I said to him, I can't have a red one, mate. Not in the Midwest. It's like, it's the home of CML. It's effectively the stronghold of Associated. any chance? Can you do a blue one? He goes, yeah, not a problem, mate. So they did that. And then obviously, it was kind of a thank you for that because fair play to Dave. This is what racing's about. He's done four or five of these boxes for many of the regions and the nationals. And he's refused to take a penny.
Oh, nice one, Dave, if you listen. That's brilliant.
So we've had his company, TMG, and we've put his logo on the trophies for the Midwest. So it's kind of like he's just sponsored the trophies kind of thing. But yeah, one of the good guys in the hobby is Dave.
Yeah. Are you going to do regionals next year?
Yeah, of course.
Yep. Yeah.
It's where all the banter's at, isn't it?
That's it, yeah.
So, yeah,
when do we get when do we get the regionals dates? Is there a cut-off
that
point as to when they get launched? Not just Midwest, like in general. Say again.
Well, the nationals dates are out.
I know, yeah. So the regionals can follow them, can't they?
Yeah. I don't have anything to do with the regions. I don't go, that's up to Mike and his team.
Yeah.
When it comes to the regionals, I try to leave the BRCA cap at home so that I can have a series where I can just be a racer.
Yeah.
And just enjoy it. So I'm sure Mike will get it out in a minute. I think what they might be waiting on is some news from a couple of venues as to whether they can do dates or anything. So,
that's
mine. So obviously Coventry have got a new track. Whether they can get it ready in time, I suppose is going to be a bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
Also the guys over at Potteries, if you remember, they said they're going to be doing an outdoor track.
Yeah.
So they've got a venue and everything ready, and they're starting work on it, and those guys will be putting the effort in, so hopefully they'll have that ready in time for a new outdoor venue for the Midwest to go to.
That's going to be cool, man. Are you obviously, you're going to do nationals next year, as is.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so that's going to be quite cool. Are you looking forward to? Have you been to all the venues before that we're going to next year?
No, I've been to Hearts. I've been to Boughton. Great track. I've been to Robin Hood last year. I think more times than I've raced anywhere last year. Stotfold. It's been a few years since I've been. Hoping to better my experience of the last time I was there, but it wasn't the track's fault. It was inconsiderate drivers. Bury is the one I haven't been to, and I'm very, very much looking forward to it. The track looks great.
It does look awesome, to be fair, in the pictures. It looks really good.
You know, we had Colin on as well talking about it. So I'm really looking forward to that. You know, I'll put the old joke. I'll obviously chain my generator down. There you go. Got that joke in. So, yeah. But no, I think all the tracks this year, I am looking forward to going back to Hearts. It's a track that historically I've never got on very well at.
Yeah.
But Harrison and his team have put on a massive amount of work for that track.
I was looking at Hearts on Google Earth, and it looks like...
Yeah.
Have they got two Astro tracks next to each other?
Yes, they have.
So what's the difference between the two of them?
I don't know, in all honesty. I've driven around both. We had a laugh driving around the spare track for the Zoom series.
Spare track. Hearts of Soul Factory, they've got a spare track.
Yeah,
spare track. Awesome.
They've got, well, to be fair, Hearts are actually, they've got four tracks. So they've got two Astro tracks for 10th.
They're the 8th track, and they've got like a crawler park as well, haven't they?
And they've got the little crawler section as well, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So I know your Bruce, he's got a crawler, hasn't he? I might see if he'll lend me that for the weekend for when I go down, so I can have a go at doing some proper crawling.
Yeah, you can ask him, because I've been asking about then stuff recently. He's not into it.
Yeah, but the thing is, he likes me.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, good point. Yeah, you bought him somewhere when we never will. So yeah.
Yeah, well, I bought him a subway, and I've never told him off and sent him to his bedroom. So, you know, I'm not the bad guy. I'm just like the fun uncle that comes round and gets him to do stuff that would normally get him in trouble. But because he's doing it with me, he wouldn't be. So, you know, I'm sure he'll lend me his FTX. Is it an Outback he's got? Is that the crawler now?
No, I think he's...
Check me out, knowing that product range.
Yeah, no, he's got a... it's an Axial... I think it's called an Axial Honcho was the model name, but I think it's an SCX-10. Was what the model is, but it's a 10th scale crawler. It's fine. It's painted yellow, green, and blue. Sure. You'll love it.
Is that an Axial? Is it?
Yeah. The one that he's got. Yeah, it's really old, man. It's really old.
Yeah.
Really old.
Yeah, I thought it was one of the FTX range, but I'm looking forward to Hearts. I'm just looking forward to getting back on the Nationals, to be honest. I love that, like, travelling circus going around the country. You know, you see people that you don't see at every other meeting. You know, it's racing in the Midwest and doing some of the more south ones. You don't see, like, Craggy there, and, well, not so much nearly, the Mick. Yeah. You know, he's leading us astray with beer and everything, so... You know, and then you see other people. You know, you make friends from up and down. It's been ages since I've seen the Poles, Duncan and Dan. It's quite cool every now and again to see Dan and how much of a young man he's grown into as he's getting bigger. That's quite cool. But one thing I've seen Slough this week, say obviously, was quite cool. Another little fun thing was Freddie was there, Freddie Russell. Obviously, everybody knows him, good friend. How much of a quality young man is lad Ruben's growing into?
Oh, I saw he's smashing one of the rounds of qualifying as well. The one post.
Yeah,
that I saw.
Well, no, it wasn't. It was practice, mate. It was practice. Ah,
whatever.
You know,
whatever.
We turned it on for qualifying, wasn't it, mate? You can't let these young. I'm not like you, mate. Getting retired by these young whippersnappers, you know. But no, I've got to say, he is a lovely young man, and he races. As an example for how you should race with etiquette, really. You know, he's a really nice kid.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's really good.
Yeah, class. I mean, our plans for next year, we've got... but I was looking... I saw the dates for the Truggy Nationals, E-Buggy and Truggy. The dates suited us. So I've managed to get a Truggy for Bruce. So he's going to... There's three rounds, he's two to count. And two of the rounds, one's at Deerdale and one is at Nemo. Well, I mean, bloody hell, Nemo's like 40 minutes away.
On your doorstep, yeah.
So I've got him a Truggy, and luckily the version I've got I can just take the radio tray and the engine and exhaust off the race cars and just put it into this truggy, and then way hey, you can race a truggy. So that would be pretty cool.
So is it obviously it's truggy? Is it nitro truggy?
Obviously.
Or is it e truggy?
No, that you can run e truggies in there. But right. I think the A4 is locked 30 minutes, so you'd probably have to do a battery change, I would have thought.
Oh, right, okay. I was just wondering, because obviously I was going to point out, you know, and sorry to all you e-truggy and truggy racers, I was going to point out Craggy's opinion. We can ask him about this next week, and about his disappointment that you're now running the gayest class in off-road.
Well, I ain't. It's only Bruce. Yeah, it's just a bit of fun, isn't it? You know what I mean? But yeah, but unfortunately, the first round is at Harts. Well, not unfortunately, that's the wrong word. Obviously, Harts is a great track. But it's like March would be MKGP, and then the following weekend, Truggy National at Harts, and then the following weekend is the Easter Grand Prix at Brookthorpe that we're booked in for, which is a two-dayer. And funds just won't allow that.
I was going to say, you know what that sounds like? It sounds like CML are paying you too much money.
Exactly. Yeah. So we ain't ready to do the first one. Unfortunately, hopefully we'll be able to get a place just by booking into the last two, and it won't be oversubscribed.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, they're going to give the places to whoever's going to do all three, aren't they? So.
Yeah. Well, that I would expect that, to be fair, but. Yeah. I would also expect them to know who Bruce is and want, you know, only the biggest superstars there rather than...
Hey, do you want to hear a wonderful Gen X story? Yeah.
Go on then.
On Thursday morning, I took Bruce to school, yeah? And it was a bit slippy, but it wasn't really, like, icy bad. Anyway, he ran off with his mate Taylor, and he come back over, and he's like, oh, I've slipped out, I've hurt my wrist, and he's welling up a bit. Anyway, so I look at him, I says, have a look at your wrist, and I moved his wrist up and down and left and right. Oh, yeah, you're right, get in school. He's like, oh, but it really hurts. I went, mate, I've got to go to work, get to school. Turns out he's broke his wrist. Oh!
Top level parenting,
right,
that, mate.
Yeah, top level dad right there. Yeah, so Bruce broke his wrist. So, unfortunately, that's why he didn't go to Cardiff, as you know. And doesn't look like he's going to be able to race at Ledbury this weekend either. So, lucky I haven't took my transponder out of his car, isn't it? So,
does he know you're borrowing his car this weekend? Well, or
I
don't
know. I mean, you can't hold a transmitter with his, I don't know what it's called, because they don't put casts on kids anymore. They have like a Velcro strapping thing.
Like a Velcro. Splint kind of thing.
That's like a splint. Yeah, so you can't race this weekend. So I've said to him, well, you can come, mate, but you ain't about to argue transmitter, are you? So he's grumbling about that. So yeah, I think Bruce is pretty much done now till racing till next year.
Yeah, that's a bit harsh.
Poor kid.
You're not racing, so I'm stealing your car.
Well, he's the one that fell over. Yeah, you know what I mean? So.
Oh, he's a kid.
Yeah.
You know, I think. Yeah, he's a kid, he's supposed to fall over.
Yeah.
That's like, what you've got to think is, him falling over and breaking his wrist will make him a tougher adult.
Yeah, this is it. This is why I was like, just get to school, mate. Just get in there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not advocating tripping your children up till they break their wrists to make them tougher adults, but, you know.
It's almost, you know, I wake up in the middle, I go, get to school, you know, it's really, really bad, you know. Really, really bad. But anyway, you know, he'll bounce back. He's in good spirits. He's been getting loads of treats and stuff, so...
Have you still made him go to school, though?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, got to go to school,
mate. Good choice.
No reason to have that off, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's it, I think. I'll just look through the list if there's anything else we can talk about. Oh, yeah, we've got the... here's a good one for you, Chris. What was your favourite episode this year? Have you got one? Or have you got a favorite? Or not? Maybe that's a bit tricky one for you. How about a favorite episode? Favorite guest that we've had on?
I think, and I'm going to be a bit self-critical of us here. I think last year we came out the blocks a little bit too hard. So we had like.
Yeah, that's because I booked all them guests, Chris.
Well, you didn't, because I booked Lefty and Scotty.
Yeah, well, I booked Tom Lee and Jamie Hall and Elliot Boots. That was like, they were like the first 5 weeks of the year, though, weren't they?
Yeah, and then that, yeah, that was it. Now, I did really enjoy that Jamie one, because that was that one was, where we sort of talked through some of his prep. I did enjoy that. But I think he's probably, for me, when we had Scotty on to talk about the Scotty Invitational thing, yeah. I love Scotty's enthusiasm. I think when you start talking about RC with him, you just get dragged into, like, you know, you get dragged down the rabbit hole. You know, we talk about everything. Yeah, I'd probably say the Scotty one for me. Either that or the Keenan one, because it was cool to hear about the Invisible Speed Tour and what they're doing all down there in those South American places to try and promote it. I thought that was quite cool. But then again, I did enjoy it. I don't know, mate. There's just so many for different reasons
I've had time to prep for this, so I've got a couple. My favourite episodes this year were Jamie Hall with the 5 Things to Make You a Better Racer, and the Elliot Boots one we did as well, when
he talked about, like, what was in his pit bag and stuff like
that. One. Yeah.
Yeah, I think as a racer, those kind of ones were my favourite, because any time as a racer, you can pick off tips off these best in the world kind of guys. You know, you should just absorb all of that. You know, you can learn something from everybody kind of thing. Mm. But then as a fan, I think, like, the Scotty, the Keenan, even the Tom Lee one, I thought that was quite cool, listening to how, like, he does the stuff with maybe not so much the racing stuff. That was quite cool. I've got lots of different episodes for lots of different reasons.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, we had been talking about doing something about silly season, but it's hardly no one's really moved, have they? I mean, I know Testman's up in the air, but what he's going to do for a job next year.
X-Ray spent all the budget on Ronafol, didn't they?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
they spend that much on getting Ronafol. They've even used up the design budget and just photocopied the B6 manual.
They have, but I'll tell you one thing: their press release on their new car, whatever it's called, the XB24 or whatever, was way better than anything associated did. It was just
all
the pictures.
It's all just pretty cool. Yeah. I'm sorry, mate.
We've copied the associated chassis weights. Here's where we've copied the associated side rails.
It was that bad. I almost did a Photoshop because it said totally. What was it? It was all about the front end, and it was totally redesigned front end. And I nearly photoshopped the RE bit out and put AE, so it said totally AE design front end.
It's a homage, Chris. It's a homage.
Yeah, it's an homage. Yeah, it's
I mean, you know. But, you know, talking about silly season, I mean, there's been a total lack of silly season in the UK, hasn't there? I mean big hitters.
I mean, the only real big hitter change was, who I don't think he thought he was a big hitter at the time, but from his results seems to be now, is Thomas Fitz jump from Shoei to Associate. Yeah.
I mean, to be fair,
the big hitter that is Alan O'Brien left Schumacher and went to S Works.
Yeah, and Ryan Clark went to X-Ray.
He's the biggest hitter of them all in this, you know. Again,
he must have known they were copying the Associated, hadn't he? To be fair.
He wanted a bit of that life.
Yeah.
You know. And we hadn't got enough shocks in stock for him to buy and build for Associated.
I mean, other than that, I can't think of any other names that have moved, really.
No, I saw Boots are sticking with X-Works.
Yeah.
He's signed, is it another 3-year deal, 5-year deal? I think that's dead good. I like that. A bit of loyalty from Elliot. And I think what he's done with the cars, he's just, between him and Canass, they've really pushed that 10th scale platform forward as well. They seem to have a good car across all of the things. And obviously, with Jorn running them as well, it's a strong team there. They are, mate. Yeah. They've got some depth of field in that class.
But other than that, there's been no real massive...
No real changes.
Is there?
I saw Ben Noah Mohammed re-signed with X-Ray.
Yeah. He'll never leave them.
To be fair, they should get the checkbook out for him. He's a cracking little driver, hopefully they've looked after him. I think No, there's been nothing crazy, has there? This year, mate, the hoes have been loyal.
Yeah, they absolutely have this year.
This year, the hoes have been loyal.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it? Lee went to Schumacher last year. He stayed with them. Craggy's now in his, like, 430th season with Associated. Yeah. You know, me and you are still there. There's two massive hitters. You know, our results speak for themselves, really, don't they?
Yeah. 2018 short course champion at Silverstone, you know, regional A finalist.
Nearly. Yeah. You know, multiple Cardiff A finalists.
Hey, I was the top finishing Associated at Cardiff on Sunday.
All the others broke down.
GFY.
Yeah. No, cool. Yeah, so now it's good. It's, and I think that just makes teams stronger. I think this year the competition is going to be fierce. Hopefully respectful, but fierce all the same.
It'll be fine, man. It'll be fine.
It'll be really good. Yeah. I'm quite looking forward to it.
Right, mate. Would you want to thank the sponsors and we will look at knocking it on the head?
Yes, mate. Thank you to CML Distribution. Thank you to Schumacher Racing. And thank you to Wolfspeed. Another year continued support. I spoke to Will earlier, so we will be. I think we'll keep our main three sponsors this year. We've got them going forward to next year as well. So it's great to have you guys on board. We'll be talking to you about what you're going to give us for the next couple of weeks. We'll be tapping you up.
All right, let me say thank you to the listeners. Now, guys, I hope you don't think we're being self-indulgent this week by just talking to ourselves. We just wanted to have a chat and we were that busy the weekend that we never bothered to book a guest. So you just got us. We're going to have the week off next week and we will be back on the 20th with the Christmas draw with Christmas Craggy. There won't be music blaring over that bit, Chris. So that's it. Don't forget to like and share and like some podcasts over the next week. I want to see the notifications lit up. Every like and share you get a ticket for the raffle, as simple as that. For some great prizes and there's a couple of other secret ones that obviously are coming in that aren't the main show sponsors as well. So that's gonna be quite cool. That's it. I'll say it again. Don't forget to like and share. Chris, I will see you. Well, I'll see you on the internet, but I'll see you on this in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, Sam, I will see you soon.